We're visiting with Chase County Head Football Coach Brody Vandergriff on the Area Coach's Corner. And, Coach, first off, congratulations. Another victory for your football team on Friday night. You defeat Central Burton 68-35 and had to score a few points to do it. But, boy, what an offensive effort for your ball club, especially from Mitch Budke, 7 touchdowns. But as we were talking before we started, he also had 20 tackles on the night. What a special night for Mitch Budke.
Yeah, Mitch has been solid for us every week. You know, he's one of those kids that comes into play and puts in the work to do so. He's he's one of those what you would call a student of the game. He has to be, right? He lives with an assistant coach of ours, and so he eats and breathes and sleeps football. So we're super excited to have him on our side.
Yeah, looking back at Friday's game, you mentioned that handling their option offense was a challenge early on, but fortunately you were able to find enough ways to get enough stops to get the victory. Overall, how'd you feel about the way your guys played on Friday night?
You know, I thought we struggled early, like you just said, with the option. We struggled to do some responsibility stuff, talk through it at halftime, and then, you know, it wasn't an issue after that. We made our fixes, came back out and played. I thought we battled through, you know, some stuff there, especially not having Brock Griffin this week with that hip splinter that he had. You know, I'm missing a couple of those key guys. Aiden Eidman had a tweaked a knee in practice, and so we were trying to keep him healthy and only on one side of the ball. So, you know, we had to battle through some issues internally, and I thought we did a great job, you know, through the long run of the game.
We're visiting with Chase County Head Football Coach Brody Vandergriff on the Area Coach's Corner, and you start off district play with a W, and that's exactly how you want to do it. And looking at your district, of course, it's going to be Madison, the team that's going to be at the top of that, along with your football team. But some of these other teams, like Central Burton, if you don't take care of business, they can make life interesting for you.
You bet. They've gotten so much better. There's so many teams that are in that boat where they're young and have good athletes coming through. You know, I know Oxford has the potential, and Udall as well. They have the opportunity to make everything, you know, a little bit different for everybody. And so, it's definitely going to be us and Madison up there trying to battle for a championship, I feel like. And so, it'll be interesting to see. Districts are always interesting. You know, you say you are where you want to be, but you never know what happens in the long run.
Well, you have one of those teams that you can't take for granted, Flint Hills. They're 2-2 on the season, so they have a little bit of maybe confidence behind them. They're coming off a victory. What challenges will Flint Hills offer your football team?
You know, they can strike at any moment. You know, they're one of those very powerful offensive teams, and so we've just got to play, you know, job responsibility on defense and play gap responsibility, because, you know, they just do some different things. They get into some 2x2 sets and like to throw the ball a little bit. They have a solid running game. Their quarterback's pretty solid. You know, after watching film, it's going to be a tough one for us Friday. We're just going to have to go out and do our own job and see what can happen.
But when you look at it, 4 games in, you're 4-0. You couldn't ask for anything better than that.
Sure, and, you know, we've talked about all season, after every game, you know, we haven't played that proverbial perfect game yet. And so, you know, we come out on top with learning, you know, with learning abilities on each end of it. And so, you know, hopefully as we go through the season, we continue to see that same progress, and hopefully we can be on the winning side of each one of those learning experiences and continue to move on into the playoffs.
Coach Vandergriff, thanks for taking time out and visiting with us today on the Area Coach's Corner. Again, congratulations on your victory over Central Burton. Good luck against Flint Hills, and we look forward to visiting with you again next week.
All right, thanks, Greg.
That's Chase County Head Football Coach Brody Vandergriff on the Area Coach's Corner, brought to you by Griffin Real Estate, Citizens Day Bank, and by Kansas Graphics on KVOE Live and Local.